Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Speaks Why Mornings with Moose and Breezy. Yesterday on the show, we were lucky enough to get Rochester native and national talent John Dreto live in the studio with us. And he was joined by his parents, who were awesome, along with his management team. And he has been on tour with Chaka Khan, traveling the world as her lead guitarist. And the dude can just shred the guitar. He's so talented. If you missed that, Breezy went and put that up on the podcast. You can check that out now. But make sure you check out all the social media we did with him in the studio yesterday.
Yeah, and we actually crushed it.
On our Instagrams, one of the things that Breezy and I touched on with him was mental health and some of the challenges that John has been faced with in his career. But take a listen to the segment. Plus, we'll play his new song, Broken Promise, coming up right here on PXY after the interview. This was from yesterday with our friend John Dreto. John, welcome in, man. Thanks for debuting your song MFK on our show on this radio station. It means a lot to us.
It's insane.
You know, I know it's special for you as well.
Yeah, it's really, really cool that my debut radio play is in my hometown.
Yeah.
Right.
Like, That's crazy.
It's not in some state that I've never spent time in. You know
right,
what I mean? And you guys are nationwide, but I'm here in the studio in Rochester. I grew up here, so
yeah.
My parents are here. You know what I mean? So like to feel that warmth, it's unreal.
It's so surreal. Like the fact that you're here, the fact that you've been on tour, the fact that you have all this original music, that you've acquired such a talent for guitar. And I think what we want to do right now is just take the moment to like really get to know John. Like, who is John? Beyond the sick Instagram videos and the really cool singles and the perfect teeth.
Why don't we pull the curtain back for just one second?
Who is John?
Yeah, so John is I'm very internal. I keep my circle really close. I'm a perfectionist. I have my struggles. I do therapy.
Mm-hmm.
I've made tons of mistakes. My personal life and my work life, it's interesting the juxtaposition there, because guitar is something I did as an escape from the world. And now that's how I provide for myself. That's my job.
Yeah.
So, you know, having time to play guitar that has nothing to do with anything else is still really important to me. But there's some days I don't even want to play. You know, some days I'm overwhelmed. There's some days, how am I going to get all this done? I also feel guilty. Talk about mental health, right?
Yeah.
I feel guilty whenever I take time off. So I'm still learning work-life balance, because I never had to before.
Yeah.
Right.
My work was always my life.
Right.
I only did music ever.
Yeah. You know, it's funny you say that, because one of the things that Breezy and I talk about a lot on this show is mental health. How do you, doing what you do, now that you're making your living, doing just your passion, how do you set boundaries? and try to separate the two.
Or are you still learning to this very day?
I learned something 2 days ago. Me and my my producer Sam Palizzi, you know, Johnny Cummings and Jared DeBell, they were all involved in MFK.
Yeah.
The creation of MFK. So Sam and I, we normally stop tracking at like 4, but we were in the studio on Saturday until 12:30 at night.
Yeah.
Wow.
And
grinding.
An hour of that was, we only talked about our faults, and we only talked about our weaknesses and our damage and our traumas. Mm-hmm. And it was just me and Sam. And, you know, it was illuminating. And I really struggle with feeling vulnerable. I think we all do.
Yeah.
And letting that curtain down. But once you do, what's on the other side of that is so beautiful.
Yeah.
It is so euphoric. The feeling of release, the feeling of acceptance, and not just acceptance from others, but acceptance of who you are
yourself,
and yourself.
Yeah.
Accepting that this is my favorite mug. It's got a chip in it and it's cracked and, you know, the base, it doesn't sit quite flat.
Right.
But that's my favorite mug.
Yeah,
you know, I want to be my favorite mug. You know what I mean?
Speaking of mental health and all of that stuff, too, I mean, you've been such wise words for someone who's only 27, but you've had so much life experience up until this point. What do you tell somebody who has been struggling with mental health, doesn't have an outlet? You know, do you have any advice?
Yeah, I absolutely do. Don't be so hard on yourself. Life is very long, and there's no problem that you can't just figure out. You know what I mean? There's always an option. There's with reason and logic, most if not all problems can be solved. And whether that's an internal problem or an external problem, that's something you also need to discern. Is your environment causing you distress, or is it something going on inside? You cannot change what you do not acknowledge or you're not aware of. Mm-hmm. So the very first thing is to take a step back and do some sort of analysis as to what's going on here.
Sure.
You know, let's be brutally honest. And then you can work on fixing it. But if you just walk around pent up, angry, frustrated, you know, you're not going to get anywhere. You're actually going to damage the relationships that you still have.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, we take out the anger that we have on those that are closest to us because we're most comfortable with them.
Mm-hmm.
We wear a mask in front of the people that we're just getting to know.
And it's easy for us, too, to show the sides that we want people to see on social media. I mean, everybody, we use a filter.
And we're all performers,
you know?
All three of us. You know what I mean? Like,
totally.
You're a performer, we're performers in a different art. It's and that's where it can get really tricky because it's like, do you know me or do you know my art?
Right.
Exactly.
So,
and I can imagine you doing what you're doing and picking up that instrument is extremely therapeutic for you as well. But again, wise words. Show yourself some grace. Show others grace because there's a lot of people out there facing a battle that we know nothing about.
Absolutely.
And John, we want to thank you so much for coming in the studio today, premiering your song here on 98PXY.
Amazing.
Thank you, John, for coming
thank
in, man.
You, John.
You're one talented dude in Rochester. Super proud of you. That was our interview with musician and social media star John Jaretto from yesterday morning. You know, and it was a conversation that he was so willing to have and open up about it, which is great. But we're going to play his new song. This is Broken Promise by Rochester's own John Jaretto.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Right here on 98PXY.
I love seeing them use Parcel 5 finally. It's such a big space downtown, and if you haven't been down there or haven't found an excuse to go down there, Rock the Block is a series that is going to be taking place all summer and kicks off tomorrow. So this community block party style is actually something that you can go search for a new career. So the International Plaza on North Clinton Ave will host its first Rock the Block job fair, and it will run tomorrow from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. on Wednesdays. So one Wednesday a month. So tomorrow will be the first one. And then the next one will be July 16th at the Public Market, and August 20th, Salvation Army at West Ave, and September 24th, again, back at Parcel 5. So some employers that you will see there are Excellus, Amazon, Rochester City School District, Walmart, City of Rochester. There's a lot of different FedEx, Bausch & Lomb, Home Care, Wegmans, and this will be the fifth year of this series. And like I said, they'll be bopping around town. So if you can't get to Parcel 5 or in the downtown area, they will be in your area, whether that be this month, next month, or in September.
Guys, start dusting off those resumes.
Oh, yeah.
It's the worst thing was trying to put one together.
Get that LinkedIn.
I hated. That's right. I couldn't stand putting together a resume. But if you are looking for a new job, like Breezy mentioned, this would be the place to go and check out for sure at Parcel 5.
Mm-hmm. One-stop shop.
It's your one-stop shop. Everyone's going to be there. Everybody. Last night we had dinner with some friends.
Yes.
And I don't know. I mean, did I embarrass myself?
Yes.
I did.
Yeah, I don't know if we'll ever have dinner with these people ever again, if I'm being honest, because of what you did. So
I'm actually trying to think back of what did I do last night. I need to trace my steps back. But I think we've all been in a position in a situation like this where we might have slipped up during a dinner moment with people you just met for the very first time.
Yeah, you might have said something or, you know, splashed something. But, I mean, these things happen.
We'll talk about what happened last night and if the new friends that we made yesterday morning are now
enemies.
We'll talk about it coming up next on PXY.
PXY is free
and always will be.
PXY Mornings, Moose Breezy, 72 for the high today. It's going to be a really nice day. It was a long day yesterday.
Yes, it was a very long day yesterday. We had guests in the studio literally all morning, and then we wanted to continue to hang out with them. So we did a beautiful dinner with them in East Rochester.
Yeah.
It was kind of a big deal. I mean, there was like, I don't know, 12 to 15 people there probably.
Yeah, I thought it was going to be five people. I don't know who half these people were.
No, me neither.
I think the big positive, though, yesterday was making new friends.
Or did we make new friends? I think that's the bigger question. I thought everything was going super well, and I thought we were really vibing until Moose did this one thing, and I was like, so there goes our chances of ever seeing these people ever again.
Rochester native and musician John Dreddle was in the studio yesterday morning with his parents, with his management team, and Breezy and I, along with our boss and a couple of coworkers, we were invited to dinner. It was a nice Italian spot. I've never been to this place in East Rochester. Well, it was family style. It was a very lovely dinner. Of course, this would happen to me.
Yeah.
Breezy sat on the right of me, and John's dad, John Sr., was on the left. Yeah. We were having a great conversation. Guy took me to the bar, bought me a high-end bourbon. We had great conversation. Next thing you know, we're sitting down. I went to grab the Parmesan cheese. My elbow hit my glass of Diet Coke. It spilled all over this man.
Yeah. The one who was paying for dinner, by the way.
Well,
yeah.
He was in mid bite. They just brought the glass to me. I didn't even get to sip it yet.
He wasn't even eating like something solid. It was soup. So the Diet Coke went in the soup, and then it went all over the table.
But what made it so messy too was the ice cubes. Why do they have to use so much ice?
I was dying for you, if I'm being honest. But then I continued my conversation.
It was a moment of chaos.
There was nothing I could do.
No.
And then it got me to thinking, like, when you do this and you make this type of mistake when you're younger.
Yeah.
The only logical explanation is to cry. Like, the only logical reaction is, I'm going to cry. And the old expression of, like, don't ever cry over spilt milk. Like, it's an accident. There's nothing you can do in that moment to reverse it or put the liquid back in the cup. Or
well, that's
make
not true.
This mess go away.
I did scoop the liquid back into the...
You scooped the ice. You weren't wringing out the rag or tablecloth or whatever it was. Could you imagine? He puts it back in, starts drinking it. I'm like, oh, God. But it was... there's nothing that anybody can do to fix it besides grab another tablecloth, clean it up. Now it's a huge ordeal and everybody's involved. Now the whole 18-person dinner knows about it.
Well, it was embarrassing.
It was a fiasco.
And usually it takes a little bit. I think for both Breezy and I, it takes a little bit for us to be embarrassed.
Yeah.
In certain situations. This, I just met the guy.
He's paying for dinner.
So he's mid-bite. His wife's sitting next to him. She panics, so she gets up and she goes, here's what we're going to do before the server gets back.
We're going to do shots.
She wanted to do shots, but even before then, she was like, listen, we're going to remove the tablecloth. Everyone stand up.
Yeah, so we're all jimmying around.
So we're removing all the food and all the plates off one table.
Yeah, and like he said, it was family style, so they weren't like just little plates. It was heaping vats of food.
Yeah.
And it was like really heavy. Which is where my anxiety came in, because I was like, there's no way I can pass this food along while also serving myself and not spilling on me or the 15 people here. And not to mention, I mean, the guy that we were eating dinner with, he's kind of a massive deal. And I would argue his dad's a massive deal, too.
Yeah.
And
the whole family,
there,
I think.
There
I think
goes
the whole
that.
I think the poor guy was wearing beige pants.
Yeah. So
I was like, John, I'm really sorry, buddy, that, you know, these things happen, you know.
He goes, it's all right.
He was pissed. You know somebody that when you accidentally do them dirty and then they try to act like, no, it's, you know.
But you can tell they're pissed.
Yeah, the guy was mid-bite. His wife is now replacing tablecloths from other tables and making this table. We're taking food off the table, having to put it back. And, the server showed up and she's like, everything good here? Like, oh, it's perfect.
Couldn't be better.
So
Couldn't be better.
You know, I just want to...
Lake Ontario's on the table, but couldn't be better.
Oh, Jana, public apology. I'm very sorry, sir. And we thank you for the invite last night.
And that we won't be surprised if that's our last invite. We really cherish the time that we had. We truly do. He's like blocking our number as we speak. So
you know how I could tell? He was pretty upset.
Why?
I don't know if they're Italian or not. I couldn't tell.
Mm-hmm.
But when I went to shake his hand to say goodbye, the handshake wasn't as firm and he didn't look me in the eye. But when I got there, he gave me a hug and asked how I was doing.
And that's how you know the demeanor has changed. And that's how you know. There's no questioning that.
Oh, man. We still
if
had
you
the...
were confused before, I hope you're not now.
98PXY.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Service is not available in all areas.